Across the Line with Rigsy and Stuart Bailey on BBC Radio Ulster.
Yes, and it is Across the Line, live from BBC Radio Foyle here in Derry, London, Derry. As part of Radio Ulster's 40th birthday celebration, loads of great live music on the way. A very special Across the Line begins now with who else but Jet Plane Landing. Of this city, Jet Plane Landing, Walls of Derry on Across the Line. We are once again live from BBC Radio Foyle. Yeah. Hey, lots of handsome, wonderful faces in this room. To my left, we're basically on the first floor of Foyle, which I believe is mostly kind of, is that like a news studio over there to my left? Behind me is the kitchen. It's like Jules Holland. That's what Kathy, who's producing part of the production team tonight, described it as, but compressed. So we're surrounded by live music. To my left is Best Boy Grip. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi. In the corner, we got the handsome half of the Clemens. Guys, you all right? And we got Saint Sister as well. We're very excited about Saint Sister performing live. It's all happening in BBC Radio Foyle. It's myself, Rigsy, and my radio husband, Mr. Stuart Bailey.
Okay, right in the middle of the floor then, we have a band. They're a massive machinery, coiled energy, and rock and roll stuff. They are. The Wood-Burning Savage is the first live track from them. This is Rat Race. Tell you what, that's a mark of a great rock and roll band. When they're throwing shapes for the radio, you should have been there. It's magnificent. This is Across the Line. Rigsy and myself, Stuart Bailey, live at Radio Foyle. That was a tune called Rat Race. And I'm standing beside Paul at the second. Now, you deal with charisma pretty well. You know, if you said tonight we're going to storm the Winter Palace, I think I'd be there with my pitchfork. You kind of get agitated. You still care. You still want to get that rousing rock and roll sensation out there, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's too much candy floss. You know, everybody's got gut rot from eating too much of it. So, you know, get agitated, get angry.
So you've got us all moved. You've got us agitated tonight, but kind of looking forward into next year then. How are the Wood-Burning Savages going to kind of turn this groove thing around and get it even more fiery?
Yeah, it's constantly a game of getting up the ladder, isn't it? So it's for us, we're just trying to play as much as possible and get album number one off paper and in people's ears. So.
Marvellous. Okay, well, we're going to shoot on now because we're going to have more Wood-Burning Savages later. We've got a whole feast of other things coming up live. And a lot of our playlist tonight as well is going to be people from the parish of Derry and nearby. And this is a band that's kind of lit up Across the Line over the last little while. It is Strength. And it features bits of Red Organ Serpent sound and a few other things. But what a tune. This is called I Like Compressions.
Yeah, that track is bonkers, but then again, so is Derry. Stephen McCauley just walked in, the award-winning broadcaster of the year. Look at him there. Let's have a round of applause for Stephen. We'll chat to him later on. I do actually feel a wee bit like Jules Holland, just kind of walking around talking to people randomly, annoying them. But right now we're going to chat to a band that we've played a lot on the show in the last little while, and I mean a lot, Saint Sister. Welcome to Across the Line. First of all, I'm trying to think of bands that we've had this experience with in the last couple of years. Maybe Pleasure Beach from Belfast and Jealous of the Birds from Portadown, who you find out about and you play on the show, and within a week, it seems like everybody is talking about you. And that seems to be what happened with Saint Sister. This is Morgan from the band. Did it feel like it all happened very fast for you? You kind of got out of the blocks super quick?
Well, I suppose it appeared to everyone else that it was happening very fast, but myself and Gemma have been working hard for the last kind of year building up to that point. So everything was kind of undercover until we had our songs, and then we decided to go for the EP release and start playing loads of gigs. So, yeah.
It's been a lot of people talking about you, as I say, and we had a little bit of debate with Niall Byrne, aka Niall or Nine. He's one of our contributors on Across the Line. We were, as we try to do all the time, we try and claim every single band who even knows somebody from Northern Ireland as Northern Irish. And Morgan, you're from Belfast, so that was fair enough. You're one half of Saint Sister, and Niall tried to claim that Gemma, who's also here, Gemma Doherty, with a name like that, we should have known. He was lying. He tried to claim that you were from Dublin, but you're from Derry.
I am from Derry. Yes, okay. I am.
So whereabouts in Derry are you from? Is it near to where we are here in BBC Radio Foyle?
Yeah, it's just down the road. I'm from Como Road.
Okay. So what was it like, you know, as somebody who had aspirations to be a musician, to grow up in Derry, to kind of make those first steps? Was it a good city to be in?
It was great. I played a lot of trad actually growing up. So playing a lot of the pubs like Patters and Dunlow and up around there. Like, it was great crack.
Okay, well, brilliant stuff. You're here on BBC Radio Foyle first tonight. We're all slightly terrified of what you have to your right. It is a real-life harp. It looks incredibly expensive. It's on a chair, which to me is just asking for trouble with all these rock and roll types in this room. But we've been very, very careful so far. I'm also reminded of Kurt Cobain in Enter the Unplugged, where he goes, what are they tuning, a harp? Because it is pretty difficult. But how many strings are on the harp? I mean, is this a standard size, Gemma?
It's a standard lever harp, so there's 34 on that one, but you can get more.
Okay, and it is tuned. You ready to go? Are you going to play it in the first track that we're going to hear?
Yes, we are. This first track is off our upcoming EP, and it is called Castles.
Okay, live from BBC Radio Foyle, first of two tracks we're going to hear back to back. Let's have a round of applause for Saint Sister. The sound of a few jaws dropping here at BBC Radio Foyle. I hate to go on about it, but it is all entirely live, which is remarkable given the noise that you're hearing, because we got Gemma Doherty, even the little thumps that you hear in the background, that's you kind of thumping the side of your harp, which we could hear as well, and Morgan McIntyre in front of me with her synth, and that's like a little kind of, what do you call that?
It's a trigger pad.
It's a trigger pad. You're hitting with the stick to trigger the little kind of sample, so there's no backing track. It's all completely live. Absolutely incredible stuff. One more time for Saint Sister, and we can look forward to another track from Morgan in the second hour of the show. Saint Sister will be performing in the second hour. One more track to look forward to.
Okay, well, we're keeping in the vicinity then. This is from County Derry. It is Sister Ghost and Spineless Whisper.
We are live from BBC Radio Foyle. All the head honchos, the musical glitterati are kind of beginning to gather. Andrew Ferris just walked into the room. There's a kind of a hush of appreciation. Everyone's kind of on their best behaviour. We will chat to Andrew from Small Town America a little bit later. And to my left here on the first floor of BBC Radio Foyle, we've got the handsome half, as they're officially known, of the Clemens. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Good, very good. All good.
Have you been away kind of touring and performing enough to coming back to Derry to become a homecoming? Has it got to that point yet, or are you here loads anyway?
No, we're here loads of
Okay. You just create the illusion of being kind of international superstars.
We just pretend that we're in London and stuff, and we're actually, we have to stay in the house.
So you just take loads of photos on a single day, visit, and then put one up each day for a couple of months. Listen, it's working for us. You have, all joking aside, have had a very, very busy few weeks, even since we last saw you at Electric Picnic. And what is the state of play with the Clubeens at the moment? Because you're kind of teasing us with tracks set up now that you've got an official label and stuff. So where is this all kind of going in the next few months?
Well, we have about a month and a half off since around Electric Picnic. So we've kind of just been writing for the next EP and getting ready. We're going in January, so we are, with Rocky. Okay. And I think Lee McMahon, is it? That might be coming on with us too. So we're looking forward to that. And then we're in India on the end of November for 2 weeks with Mark Ronson and Mogwai and stuff. So,
right. So you want to kind of elaborate a wee bit more on that?
You need to get Mark up here. He's the man that does it all. But no, we're away on the end of November. We're doing four shows. And it's for the NH7 Weekender Festival.
You see, this sounds crazy.
That was quality indeed. This is Across the Line live on the first floor of Radio Foyle. And if you want to picture this, it's kind of like a scene from The Godfather when all the major families arrive in town for a meeting. So you've got Andrew Furris from Small Town America. You've got Steve McCauley. The wood-burning savages are kind of pointing things at us. We've got Saint's Sister over in the corner. It's all rather magnificent and Riggsy. And
this is the day of my daughter's wedding as well.
Exactly.
So I'm able to grant everybody in this room a single fee. I can make you all superstars in the next hour.
So listen, right in the centre of it all, then, the man who carried that off with tremendous aplomb, Eamonn O'Callaghan, and the best boy, Grip. Now, we have seen you a fair bit this year, and every time the kind of expectancy has kind of been ramped up a little bit because we got closer and closer and closer to your debut album, and we all cracked open a bottle of fizzy water when it was released. I'm sure it must have been a proud moment for you as well.
It was, very proud. A lot of relief as well, just because of, I suppose, maybe a wee bit of expectation, and also, well, from myself as well as critics alike. Yeah, it's just great to have it done.
And you don't feel even mildly threatened by all these kind of browsers standing around with their arms folded?
No, I could take them. They're all friends anyway, so we're in safe hands here.
I wouldn't want to fall out with anyone this time, because it feels like everything's incredibly tight here at the minute, is it, musically?
It is. A lot of great stuff coming out. A lot of albums we're waiting for. Ryan Vale's waiting to drop his debut. Woodburn and Savages, Ports, all this year, hopefully, as well as many others.
Magnificent. Well, listen, we're going to celebrate this self-titled album from Best Boy Grip. The title, as I understand it, that this track is Aim. All right, take it away, Eamonn.
Offering you a thing that you wanted. It ain't what I wanted to do, but you got me so high. Whatever happened to that other guy? I feel a tingle in my ears. Got me counting my heartbeats, hoping that I'm gonna die.
There we go. Best Boy Grip, one more time live on BBC Ulster. And if we're going to kind of take Stu's Godfather analogy, I guess this would be, was it Vito Corleone? It feels like quite a while since I've seen that film. The dawn of Derry music. No pressure for what's going to be a top class interview. Andrew Furris from Small Town America, how are you?
100%.
Yeah, we heard Jet Plane Landing to open the show. We had to open with Jet Plane Landing. We've been fans for a very, very long time. That is that your day job? Is that a hobby? What do we call that in Andrew Furris's world? I suppose Small Town America is probably your day job.
It's all part of the continuum. Okay. You know, so Jet Plane has its moment. Mm-hmm. Small Town America is the consistent one. That's the day job.
Small Town America is a label that an awful lot of Northern Irish acts have came through, aspired to come through at some point. It's a massive deal. So many of our favourite bands have been released on the Small Town America imprint, not just from Northern Ireland as well. I'm very conscious of every time we come to BBC Radio Foyle, we go on about how amazing things are in Derry, and that's a bit kind of boy who cried wolf, or maybe the listeners at home who've heard me say this before don't believe it. But to sort of try and make what I'm about to say even more real, it does feel like there has been a little bit of a calm before the storm. The last couple of years were maybe a little quieter, and now we've already heard from Wood Burning Savages, we heard Sister Ghost, and of course we had Soak, which is a massive record. So can we definitely say this and believe it, that it's a good time for Derry music in 2015?
Yes, in a nutshell. But I suppose music is cyclical, it's very cyclical, and bands come together and they implode. As a record label, what we try and do is document their highs and some of their lows, and we try and make sure that we get the right records at the right time into the hands of people who love them and who want to play them. So yes, it's a bit of a golden era, and obviously with Bridie, you know, she's talismanic now for everyone's real lightning rod for the scene, and it's great that lots of magazines, you can open up the Guardian Guide on Saturday, you can listen to Katie Puckrick, other DJs are also available, and she's given such a great account of where she's from, who she is, and being so real. And I think if Derry suffers from one thing and celebrates another, it's realness, it's authenticity. I mean, all the bands that you've got around this room are all drastically different to one another, and the reason we can be like that is we're not afraid to have our own voice. And I think commercially Derry has suffered over the decades as a result of that. There have been very few breakthrough acts, you know, Bridie's arguably the first since the Undertones, and I think we can get better at that. I think we can become more commercially aware, but I wouldn't want us ever to forget our individuality.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, we're saying about everyone sounding different. One thing there will never be is a Derry sound. Things can be strong, but there won't be a kind of a Manchester or a Seattle thing with Derry, because you'll never be able to put your finger on exactly what, you know, a Derry band sound like, because it is kind of all over the place, but that's a positive thing. I was going to ask a little bit of vinyl, but they've gone, oh, Stu's got them, sneaky. Now, this, we should explain, Robocobra Quartet, their new release is homemade in the most literal sense, in that you guys produced this on site, isn't that right? So talk us through what you have in your hand.
No problem. So obviously at Small Town we release lots of records. Next year will be our 15th anniversary, and during that year we'll release our 200th record. Mm-hmm. That isn't really enough of a volume for us, and we're also we're in love with the physical product. So what we're looking at here are lathe cut 7 inches. So we fashioned together two lathes. We bought them from disused karaoke bars in Tokyo, and we got the parts together, and they come from the 1970s, these machines, so it's a very delicate process, and it's taken us 3 years to get to the point where we can actually manufacture 7-inch singles on site. So we're really proud of this, and obviously the Robocobra one that we're looking at here is the first, and they're a thing of beauty. You know, everything's cut on acetate, sourced in Belfast, you know, so other plastic manufacturers do exist. But I think the returning people to physical products is a really it's an important thing. And what we've seen are people are really proud of wearing bands' T-shirts again, buying their vinyls again. And we just want to make more of these. So
well, we can hear
amazing recording. That is the Everlasting Yeah band that has its lineage back into that Petal of Motion and the Undertones, back into the heart of rock and roll Derry. And that is a track called, a little bit of the album on Occultation Records, is called Anima Rising. All right. Well, listen, we're going to take you out then. It's been a pleasure tonight to hear the Wood Burning Savages. One final tune then, and we know that this will be special. This is Premier League.